Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, I'm joined over the phone by Brett Kobernick from the Utah Avalanche Center. Brett, always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us.
Yeah, you bet. I really appreciate you guys helping us spread the word about potential avalanche dangers that people can encounter up there on the skyline.
Yeah, so let's talk about the skyline for a second and avalanche danger. A few weeks ago, we saw avalanches rolling down in Huntington Canyon. But for the past few weeks, things have looked relatively quiet. What kind of dangers are we seeing up in the skyline area?
Yeah, we've seen a fair amount of stabilization over the last couple of weeks. We were dealing with some old sugary weak layers at the base of the snowpack, which still remains somewhat of a concern. But conditions have stabilized quite a bit. Now, the thing that we've been watching this week has been all the wind that we've had since, it's actually been about a week worth of fairly steady wind. And what happens with wind is it takes snow from one location, deposits it in another location. And those locations where the drifts form are where they are often sensitive to people. So we did see fairly widespread natural activity where these drifts were releasing natural, and they were quite touchy last weekend to humans on skis and snowmobiles. Now, they were fairly shallow, so they weren't real deep, anywhere from 4 inches to 10 inches deep maybe. And so these didn't pose a whole great threat. Even though they were fairly sensitive and easy to trigger, they weren't causing people a whole lot of harm. And so that's going to be kind of the main concern into this weekend is watching out for those fresh drifts. It's fairly easy for folks to avoid these things. Anywhere you see pillowy-looking snow formation or ripples in the snow on steep slopes, avoid those places and you'll stay safe out there in the backcountry this weekend.
And I guess in terms of greater overall danger, we've seen it drop over the course of the season from high, and now we're down to moderate. So this weekend on the skyline, what's the avalanche forecast looking like?
Yeah, so we're going to be looking at a moderate avalanche danger through the weekend. And that means that human-triggered avalanches are possible. At this point, they're somewhat unlikely, and a lot of the stuff that folks would trigger up there, again, it's going to be shallower wind slabs and some of these fresh drifts that have formed. They won't pose a real great threat, but if you want to 100% stay out of danger, the key is stay off of slopes steeper than about 30 degrees, and especially on slopes that face west, north, and east. And folks can always get more detailed information on our website with a daily avalanche forecast. It's published about 7 o'clock each morning, and that's at utahavalanchecenter.org.
So in addition to kind of seeing the danger levels drop over the course of the season, you talked about the wind earlier, how that can cause some disruption to it. Is there any other things that we could see that could raise this danger level back up, or are we expecting it to just kind of plateau throughout the rest of the season?
Yeah, great question, Aiden. No, the problem that I see is that there's still sugary weak snow at the base of the snowpack in a lot of areas. Now, we'll most likely see some more snow at some point. It looks fairly quiet for the next couple of weeks, to tell you the truth, though. So I anticipate the danger to kind of stay in the moderate and maybe even drop to low at some point. But that snow still remains. So if we see large storms, that stuff could become reactive again. And it'll just depend on what the weather looks like out there. You know, like I say, it's stable right now, but the structure is not all that great. So it's going to be important for folks to keep tuned in on that avalanche forecast as we see more storms at some point during the winter.
And then one thing that I feel like we're always talking about when we have you on is the importance of avalanche beacons, not just having one, but knowing how to use it in case of an emergency. And we were talking a little bit before we came on air, and you guys have a perfect opportunity for people to get familiar with that equipment coming up.
Yeah, exactly. And so owning the Avalanche rescue gear is the first step. Avalanche transceiver, an Avalanche collapsible probe, and shovel. Now you can practice with those Avalanche beacons and transceivers, and or that same terminology there at our beacon training park, and that's located at the top of Fairview Canyon on State Road 31. It's basically at the corner of State Road 31 and State Road 264. It's at the North Skyline Drive parking area. And it's set up so that folks can go out there and flip a couple of switches on the device, and that will turn on some buried beacons, and then they can use their beacon to go search for those and use a probe to strike the piece of wood that's covering those beacons. So it's an excellent place to do some quick practice. So if folks are looking for something to do this weekend, that thing is up and running, and I can't stress how important it is to not only own the gear, but know how to use that stuff.
Yeah, it goes back to that old Boy Scout motto, be prepared, and this is a perfect chance for you to be prepared by learning how to use that Avalanche beacon. Now, Brett, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
Yeah, just, like I say, we're kind of at a moderate avalanche danger, and I wouldn't be surprised to see that danger drop to low at some point, perhaps next week with quiet weather, but that doesn't mean it's going to stick that way all season long, and most likely it won't. So stay tuned to that avalanche forecast for the most detailed information, and you and I will catch up next week.
That we will. It's always a pleasure having you on. Brett, thank you again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Brett Kobernick with the Utah Avalanche Center, and we were talking about this weekend's avalanche forecast. And for a more up-to-date avalanche forecast, you can always visit utahavalanchecenter.org. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.